Recorded Books Incorporated presents an unabridged recording of To the Gates of Richmond, The Peninsular Campaign by Stephen W. Sears, narrated by Nelson Runger. This work, copyrighted 1992 by Stephen W. Sears, is recorded by arrangement with Houghton Mifflin. This recording is copyrighted 1995 by Recorded Books Incorporated. The Peninsular Campaign of 1862 was the largest campaign of the Civil War. They called it the Grand Campaign, and the commanding general of the Army of the Potomac, General George McClellan, was called by some newspapers the Young Napoleon, and his army was compared to the Grande Armée. But President Lincoln came to suspect his will to fight, and General Robert E. Lee, appointed commander of the Confederated forces as the Federal Army closed in on Richmond, showed this to be all too true. And now, To the Gates of Richmond, The Peninsular Campaign.
Introduction. The enemy are at the gates. Who will take the lead and act, act, act? The Richmond Dispatch pleaded on May 16, 1862. The massive Federal Army, some compared it to Napoleon's Grande Armée, was indeed very nearly at Richmond's gates that day. Soon enough, Yankee soldiers could see the city's spires and hear its clock bells chime the hours. Citizens and soldiers alike believed the climax of the war was at hand. The Peninsula Campaign of 1862, the march to the gates of Richmond, was the largest single campaign of the Civil War. More men, 250,000 of them.